Okay, we're holding a Lama Zayin of a base. Let's do the Rashis. Man Haitano. It's about halfway down the page. Yeah? Man Haitano, Dabina Lamemer, the less Lebrero, Afila Be'er of Mirabonon Hu. Who is the Tana? So Rabbi asked Rabbi Nachman, who is the Tana which holds you don't say Brera even in the cases of the Rabbanon? So he quoted a Braisa which didn't say which the case was. He told five people, I'll be Ma'arav on any one of you, whichever you want. So Ratzisi Yelech, Lo Ratzisi Lo Yelech. So if Ratzim Ibodyom, if he decides before Shabbos, it works. So he's saying I had a mind Pliny now, but maybe had a mind Almighty beforehand. So that's called Ein Breira. So he says, I don't know who. Somewhere says, Lema le Tana de Ayo. Aliva de Behuda, the Be'er of Nami, Kamra Ein Breira. Ayo said before, according to Behuda, there's no Breira. Somewhere answers, Rabbi Nachman le Shmiele. Rabbi Nachman didn't know about Ayo. All of the other Tanoim which said Ein Breira won't help us. All those were cases of the Rises. So Rabbi Yosef said, are you lacking Tanoim? Tanoi Shekalta Mi'alma? Ritzisi Eilich, Lo Ritzisi Lo Eilich. Hoyimunach Erev B'Sef Alpayim, the Mizruch, B'Mokam HaMishtamer. He put his Erev towards the east, in a safe place. He puts it there with intention to keep it there for the whole year. Whenever he wants, the Erev will work. And the Shabbosim that he doesn't want, he'll be regular, like the city. And the Erev will not work, and he will not lose his 2,000 amas in the other direction. So the Braisa said that the Tanakhama says if you decide before Shabbos it works. Mishecha Shecha. So then Rav Shimon said Eruva Erev, and the Chachamim say not Eruva Erev that Yesh Breira. The Ben Hashmoshes Daite Hacha Hava. We say that's what he intended in mind. So Morris says 1 second, it doesn't work because it means we have this Braisa saying Rav Shimon holds that the Erev works, Breira works. We had Rav Shimon before say that it doesn't work. Well, Shimon, Rav Shimon, Gabi Yayin, Habom Miben Akusim, that Erev doesn't, that Breira doesn't work. So Rav Yosef says, you're forced to say an Epuch, that Rav Shimon holds, in this Breisa, it does not work. And the Rabbanon hold, it does work. So the name of the Tana, the holds that by the Rabbanon's Erev, that it doesn't work, is Rav Shimon. That's what we got to in the Gemara, I think. The Gemara says, so why don't you differentiate between the Raisa and the Rabbanon? So, Rabbi Yosef doesn't make that difference. Rava Amar, we did Rava Amar that you need Shiraim Nikarim, it's not Nikar what's left over. That was the problem, we did that yet? No. Okay, it's up to Gemara. Rabba Omar. It's about 10 lines up on the bottom. So Rabba says, let's go back and start over again. We have this Braisa. The Braisa says clearly that Rav Shimon holds Yesh Breira. And by the case of Eruv. So Rabba says, in the Rosh Hashanah, that Rav Shimon said before, Ein Breira by the case of Yayin. So you could make a difference between the Rice and the Rabbanon, but Rabbah suggests a different difference. Rabbah says that it could be Rav Shimon really holds of Yesh Breira, but the case of Yain, the problem is it's Shani Hazim to be in Reishis Sheshirah Nikorin. There's a loch of Shirayim. There you have to be Mafresh Truma. There's the Hafrosh and then there's the Shirayim. So the case over there of the Yain, there's no Shirayim Nikorin because you don't know what is. At the time of the Hafrosh, you don't know what is what. So punct by Hafrosh's Truma, Breira will not work. Because it's not Shirei Nikorim. So that's Rava's Teretz. So we're redoing Rav Shimon, and theoretically we could redo, if you could redo Rav Shimon, you could redo in the Braisa before Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda also. They all hold Yesh Breira, just you have Shiraim the issue of Shiraim Nikorim. Amalei Abaya, Elamei Atza. If this is true, that there's a requirement of Shiraim Nikorim, I have a question. In the following case, Hayu Lefan of Shnei Rimbonim Shel Tevel, V'omer, Im Yordu Kshamim Hayoim Yeheze Tshuma Elzeh. He makes it interesting tonight. He has two. He says, if it rains, so A will be Shuma and B. If it doesn't rain, then B will be Shuma and A. So there's no Shiraim Nikorim. The time of the Afrosha, it's not a Shiraim Nikorim because we don't know which one will be which for which until it rains tomorrow. So the Chara, it's not Shiraim Nikorim. Hakinami, you're going to tell me Ben Yerdu, Uben Lo Yerdu, Dein B'Dvar of Klum. So you're going to tell me it's not Shiraim Nikorim, and Takam won't work. That doesn't make any sense. So maybe by Vichteim Hakinami, you'll tell me, okay, that's okay. You're right, it doesn't work because it's not Shiraim Nikorim. So let's take it right. Well, Tanan, there's a Mishnah. Where's this Mishnah? In Shumas. He says there's a big pile of the truma and the meiser is in the middle. Or with truma's meiser is a case where it's a pile of meiser, and he says truma's meiser besoicha. Rav Shimon Amar Korah Shem, it works. This is Rav Shimon talking, the same Rav Shimon, saying it works. Well, the car's not Shiraim Nikorim. You don't know where the truma is, you know where it's not truma, it's in the middle. What is the middle of the tree is a very undefined area. So the car, you see that you don't need Shiraim Nikorim. So you have clear that there's no requirement of Shiraim Nikorim according to Rav Shimon. The Gemara says no. Sheni Hosam Deika Siva. So the Gemara is going to redefine that Shiraim Nikorim doesn't mean that you need that every part of the Shiraim is Nikorim. You need some of the Shiraim are Nikorim. So over here, what's in the outset clearly is not Truma, is not Meiser. So that part is Shiraim Nikorim. Yes, there's an area which is going to be ambiguous and not clear, but that's good enough to have the Shiraim Nikorim. There has to be something in the Shiraim is Nikorim, whereas the case before, any given part of the wine could be end up being the Truma and not the Shiraim, because everything's moving around. You don't know what's going to be what. So at the time of the Afrosha, there's a Bechlal, no Shiraim Nikorim at all. And that's a problem. Okay, so we're standing right now, the Rav Shimon can really hold Yesh Breira. Shimon could hold Yesh Breira, but there's another requirement of Shiraim Nikorim. See Rashi. Rova Omar. It's the last Rashi before the narrow the wide lines. The last Rashi in the narrow lines. Time of the Shimon, B'yayin La Mishum the Ein Breira. The reason isn't because of Ein Breira. The Islaber Shimon holds a Breira. I'm Shimon the Kaya Rachmana, the Truma Reishis to Goncha, Mesira Shecha. The Torah calls it Reishis. Mikhlau Shetehe Muvdelis Truma Mishirea B'sho Shekara Aleo Shem. If there's a Reishis, there has to be an Acharis. There has to be something else besides. Shetehe He Nireis Reishis. This has to be clearly in perceived as the Reishis. Ve'elu Shiraim. This is the Shiraim. Sabaya says, "Hoyel fun of Shnei Rimonim." Now, Rashi says like this. Abaya's question was like a case that he thought up. Then the day there's a Braisa which says not. The Mishnah says clearly not like him. So behead the habel of the mifrach mehodel the kamon that tan chumas akri. He could have asked in the case of chumas akri b'soicha. So he could have done that. Alahilchus of the Alma Nokat, Klarma imbos alidrish barabim, aliba the Rishiman, at the dervish al echad, show you the fun of Shnei Rimonim. He's saying, but what you're saying will result in the following halacha, which doesn't seem to be make sense. Aim at the word of Klum, you're telling me that it's not going to work. Hoyle, Bishas Kriyas Hashem, Enoniker, Eiz the Chuma, Vez the Shiraim, which Riemann is the Chuma, which Riemann is the Shiraim. The Hoch Gabi Yain, Nikorim Shiraim Lachas Man. It eventually is Nikor, but you tell me that's not good enough. You have to be Nikor B'Shas Ma'isa Ki Hoch B'Kasr B'Shimon. So Morris, maybe you'll tell me that's true. It was like Rashi, the Morris says, well, the case of Trumas Kriza Besoicher. The MC also takes Trumas, so in the middle should be the Truma. Kadesh Shir Truma, the Mount. When we ask of the Hey, it should be Chel now. Lahata Sweep of the rest of the Kri. Or Utrumas Maisa Besoicher. Milsa Kri, it's a different case. Klemmer. Oyim Hoya Kri Ze Kri Shal Maiser. It's a Kri of Maiser. It works. So now what happens? If a person eats it, they were over tevel. And now, if somebody eats it, since even though that the outside he won't be over anything, but if he eats, goes through the whole kri, the whole pile, he'll be over this of truma. Let's go back in the case, the first case, I think. In the case, he said, so that includes Meister Sheni. Well, Meister Sheni is also needed Chutz Yerushalayim. If it was Tomei, so you ever used to eating Chuma Betuma. So Mar says, Ika Siva. Shireni Korim, it is Nikr. The EU Besoichu Korim. He says, the middle part is Truma. Means the outside is not Truma, so that's called Shiraim Nikorim. Okay, so that's one teretz along the lines of Rav Shimon holds Yesh Breira, and the case of Yayin is different. We boys say another teretz, how Rav Shimon could hold Yesh Breira, and the case of Yayin is different. Kidektoni Taima, there's actually a Braisa back in the Gemara, four lines on the bottom. We boys say Kidektoni Taima. Omrloy, the Braisa actually says the following Omrloy the Remeir. Aren't you worried about the fact that the barrel might crack? And when the barrel cracks, all the wine will run out, and it'll never do a mice of hafrasha at the end. So it'll never come to do hafrasha. So that's not going to work. So they said back, the Remeir said back to them, if it happens, it happens. I'm not going to worry about such a possibility. So it comes out that their argument, the Bryce's argument, isn't Alt Breira. The Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Yehuda, which are Oisim, wasn't a Breira problem. Even the language of Oisrin, they should have said it doesn't work. It's not a question of working or not working. It says Oisrin, they prohibit it from doing it because it's not a good idea. Because you're relying on something which might end up being not working out at all. So they could hold the old Yesh Breira. It means the whole Gemara really has turned in its head. They're telling you all the eight books, what the Gemara said before, are not really necessary anymore. The Midas sold at the Mekora, the Be'in and Rashi's Sheshiraya Nikora. So the Gemara Sakash, and Tosfos says the Sakash really could go on both of these Terutzim. So if it's Alts Breira or it's Alts Shiraim Nikorim, but we have an explicit Bryce that says the problem is because the Chemashi Baka Anoid. So my Kamerle, so what are they saying now about Shi Baka Anoid? Hachi Kamerle, Lidi Don, Be'inan Rashi Shiraim Nikorim. We hold that the problem is an intrinsic problem that's not Shiraim Nikorim. Or the problem before was a problem of Breira. But that's fine. But Lidididcha, he says, okay, we did this already. In the Rashi's. I'm so confused. We didn't do the Gemara, right? We did in the review show, maybe. I don't remember anymore. Okay. I'll have to go back and listen to my tapes. We've always said, Rav Shimon Islay Breira, Zak Rashi. We got Yayin the Kaasar. Rav Shimon's problem isn't Breira. The case of Yayin, which is a problem, Elam Yishum the Ksever Ain Breira, Elam the Ketani Taimah, Shema Yabuka. No, the problem is a different, totally different problem, like a Bryce says. He's afraid that the barrel might crack, Kadim Shiyafrish Haimanu, before you do a Frosha. Menim says, Shoshosa Tawalam Lafreya. We'll end up having had Tevel. The Vishtom Kimafrish Lalachas Man. When you eventually do it, that which a kohen ends up with, that's really what he was supposed to get end up with. The mikara b'sechanoid, Nami Didei Havoy. His was also in the node at the time. Mishas Kriya Shem, at the moment of Kriya Shem, that was the Kohen's part. And therefore, whatever the Jew drank is Chulin Shos, is Chulin. If it ever ends up to having a fresh truma, there's no brera. It never came clear at the end what the truma is, so you can't say brera. So that's what they're worried about. So Meir said back, so we'll worry about it. You're right. If it happens, it's a big problem. But worry about it then. We're not worried about it. It's not shkiach. Because the Rashi says the reason why it's not shkiach is because you can make sure somebody watches, make sure that nothing should happen to it. That's not a problem. Okay. Talk to Mishnah. Lamechesem and Aleph. Eliezer Omer Yontav Asamach L'Shabbos Bein Milafaleh Obein Milacharel Ma'arav Adam Mishnei Eruvin. So a case where you have 2 days, you have a case of a Yom Tov and then Shabbos, either it's Friday Shabbos or Shabbos Sunday. So Eliezer says that you can set up the two different Eruvin, one to the east and one to the west. Ma'arav Adam Mishnei Eruvin Va'omer Eruvin Berishon the Mizruch. For the first day, let's say the case is Friday Shabbos. So for Thursday night and Friday, he wants his Erev to be in the Mizruch, to the east. Ubisheni, the second day, which is Shabbos, Lamarav, I want to go to the west. So he puts before Yom Tov an Erev to the east of the city, an Erev to the west of the city, and he proclaims before Shabbos, before Yom Tov, on Thursday afternoon, that the first day goes to the east, the second, and then Shabbos goes to the west. We'll see a little more why he has to do this before Yom Tov. He can't do it on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Or, that's one example possibility. Or, Barishon Lamar, Bubashen Lamizrach, he could do the opposite. The first day he wants to go west, second he wants to go east. A third possibility, Eruvi Berishon, I want to make an Erev on the first day. Ubashenik, even the Erev, I have no interest in going anywhere. The second day, I want to be like a regular, I want no Erev at all. So that's an Erev. He would make one Erev, and he'd put it in whatever direction he wants to go. And he says that for the first day, I want the Erev to be effective. The second day, I have no interest in any Erev at all. Or, Eruvi Besheni, Uberishon, Kim the Erev. I need to go somewhere on the second day. So I put in the Erev now before Yom Tov. I'm saying the first day of the day of Yom Tov Friday, I don't want to go anywhere. But on the side, I went for Shabbos, that the Erev should be effective. Setrub Eliezer says, that's fine. Because it's Yom Tov and Shabbos have no connection at all. And you can do independent Eruvin from one to the other. So you can't split the two. The Mor says that the Chama hold that's Kedusha Achas. See, we look at when Yom Tov and Shabbos come out to be next to each other, consecutive. So Halacha looks at it as one long Kedusha. So you cannot split the two. Now, really, the argument which the Mor says that they're Loshen, and the Mor is going to ask, it's a double Loshen, really. He said either you go one direction or you're not, or you make for 2 days and not. That's really what you said. You make for, so it's either 2 days or not. So the Mor is going to ask, what's the repetition for that? The Mor is going to talk about the repetition. Now, so the Mishnah Kate said, Yasa. So what should you, how do you do this? How do you set up your, the Chachamim are talking, and they're saying, how do you set it up? So Malicha Barishan, you take the Erev out before the first day, let's say Thursday afternoon. Rashi says the case was a shliach would take the Erev out for him. Because if the person's there, there's a concept called Ma'arav Baraglav. Ma'arav Baraglav means that if a person can go and stand where he wants his malkum to be, shvisa to be, we'll see a lot more about this later on, in the Mishnayos later on. So a person can go to the malkum he wants his Erev, where he wants his shvisa to be, and say, so this is my malkum. So he can theoretically go walk before Shabbos to the end of the two, let's say regular, not this scenario, regular Shabbos. So Friday afternoon he walks out to 2,000 amas, right before the end of the tchum, and he stands there and he says, this is where I want to be, this is where my malkum to be. So that's his malkum. Then after he does that, he can, once Ben Nishmashas is over, and he's the Erev is his Mokum Erev is Chal, his Erevit Chuman is Chal, he can walk back home that night and go to sleep in his house, because that's within 2,000 Amas. And then the next day he can walk from his house to that Mokum and then 2,000 Amas beyond it. So we're using a case of bread, which is more, the Mishnah is going to say a case of bread, it must be the case was through a Shliach. So he sends a Shliach there, and the Shliach brings the bread, there, puts it down before, on Thursday afternoon, before Yom Tov starts. And he stays there till it gets dark. And he picks it up. And he brings it back because it's Yom Tov, he can carry. So he doesn't want to leave it there because it's not necessarily a safe place. And he's afraid that it, by doing so, it might be an animal might eat it. So he protects it. And then he brings it back. Pesheni, he goes, takes the bread there again on Friday afternoon. He puts it down again. Machshechalov. What? You just okay? When did you lose me? Okay. So we're holding my Ketzed Yasa. That's where we're holding. Okay. So B'sheni, so Machshech Lo Vo. Because now it's Friday night, so he takes the air of it back out on Friday afternoon. He puts it down. Machshech Lo Vo. He stays, lets it stay there till the Zman. He can eat it. Uboilo, and he comes back into the city. So he gains by going there that he made an Erev. When we start to Erev, he ends up having the Erev available to eat. Nechel Barishan, if he put it there Friday night and it before Shabbos, excuse me, Thursday night, and before Shabbos, it was already eaten. Nechel Erev Larishan, and Erev Larsheni. So it only works for the first day, not for the second day. Means you're moida that it's because if according to you, if it's mamash kedusha achas and you put it there Thursday afternoon, it should last for both days. So why do you need it to be intact for Shabbos, which is what you're telling me you have to do? And you're telling me if it was nechel, it's taka no good. So it means you're masking to me that it's shtei kedushas. So Mor is going to answer that the chama are masupik. They're not sure if it's one or two. And they're machmer in both directions. So you need it to be in place for both for it to work. But you can't switch because maybe one is enough for both and you can't switch. Okay, so that is the Mishnah. And I think it's already time to get ready for davening, right? Okay. So Bez Hashem, I'll be back later on this afternoon. So we'll...